Proclamation number 7739 of 7th of November, 1960. Prayer in spirit and in truth. You will be able to receive everything from me if only you ask for it in the right way. And your prayer will always be right if you send it up to me in spirit and in truth. But how often do your lips only speak empty words? How often is only the mouth involved but not the heart when you pray? And then I cannot hear your prayers because they do not reach my ear. And you would truly be able to experience miracles upon miracles if only you would always pray correctly. If only your prayer would always come from the heart and therefore also reach my ear, which always lovingly inclines when a child speaks to me. And thus no prayer will ever be addressed to me in vain if it is uttered in spirit and in truth, if it is a heartfelt conversation between the child and the Father in which the child presents its hardship or its request to the Father in faithful trust that the Father will also listen to his child. Yet only a few such prayers reach me, but these will certainly be heard by me. For I love my children and I will not deny myself to them unless the fulfillment of their requests would be detrimental to them. Yet a child which is faithfully devoted to me, which is aware of its relationship with me, will also never ask for something which harms it, for its spirit will instruct it as to what is beneficial for its soul. And I don't want my children to be in adversity, be it earthly or spiritual. I always want to remove the hardship from them if they trustingly ask me for it, so that they will recognize a loving Father who pays attention to their requests and helps them. But I cannot fulfill requests which are only voiced by the mouth. I cannot hear prayers which sound as formal prayers and will never reach my ear. For I am a spirit, and I want to be worshipped in spirit and in truth. And the mouth very often only speaks empty words, but the human being hopes for an answer to prayer from it. Where is only that which arises from the heart, which betrays heartfelt devotion to me, is a valuable for me. Then no words are needed, then intimate thoughts, a child's stammering, will suffice me, and I will truly listen to it and not disappoint my child, for such a child believes in me and I will not let its faith be shattered. And no human being can disguise himself before me, I see through his heart and am not deceived by words. I know when the spiritual spark in a person seeks his eternal Father Spirit and desires to communicate with him. And this alone I call a prayer in spirit and in truth which cannot be replaced by words which lack this spirit. And even if it is only a call lasting a few seconds, it is nevertheless valuable for the human being's soul. It does not fade away and heard at my ear, it is valued as a right prayer, and thus I will not leave my child in the distress of its body or soul either. I hear its call and help it, for it has then addressed me in spirit and in truth, it has prayed as it is my will, it found the connection with me in its heart. And I will not deny myself to my child who trustingly comes to the Father with a request. For my love wants to give itself away and again give my children proof that the Father loves them. And thus you can also all come to me and ask me, but this is to be done in spirit and in truth. Amen.